Good evening, everybody. My name's Andy O'Brien, and I'm with AudioMotivation.com. Josh Hines is with me, my co-founder of Audio Motivation, and welcome to another weekly session of our weekly teleseminar series. Tonight, we have the honor and privilege of bringing you Master Sales Trainer Eric Lofholm, who has trained tens of thousands of sales professionals all around the country and companies that might ring a bell here: Microsoft, Century 21, let's see, Bank of New York, Lexus, Citicorp, Hilton, Merrill Lynch. The list just goes on and on. Eric has trained and had public and private presentations for over 1,500 companies like those. It's just such a privilege to bring him to this program. And let's just get it right into it now. Eric, welcome to Audio Motivation.
Well, I'm really excited to be here and share a real powerful message with everyone that's listening. And it's even possible that tonight's call could be life-changing for you that are on the call right now. And so I'm excited to be here. One of the ingredients of success is being in the right place at the right time. So I want everyone that's listening to have that that in mind, that today, tonight, this call could be your night.
Well, I think so. I mean, I actually had a sea change with you 2 or 3 years ago when I was cold calling, and it was tough going for me. And then I actually had you help me out with it, and boy, what a corner I turned after that first phone call. So if we can just get a piece of that inspiration tonight, I think it's going to be gangbusters. First of all, how did you get started in selling?
I ended up in sales the same way that I think a lot of people end up in sales, is that I drifted into sales. When I was in high school, I didn't dream, you know, someday I'm going to be stressed out working on straight commission, wondering if I'm going to be able to make my mortgage payment or not. So I actually went to work for a speaker who does real estate investment seminars. He no longer speaks. He's a retired multimillionaire, but back in the day, his name's Dante Pirano. He's still a real estate investor, but at the time he was teaching real estate education seminars. And I went to work for him to be mentored by him. And he said, look, if you want to work for me, then you got to start off with an entry-level sales position, a telemarketing position. And honestly, If he had told me, Andy, we've got a job in the mailroom, that would have been fine. A customer service would have been fine. It happened to be sales. And so I went there to work for Dante, to associate with him, and had no intention of ever becoming good at sales. I was just there to learn real estate investing.
Well, and now, I mean, it's just amazing how things kind of transpire after that. So then how did you become an actual sales trainer?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting story. I didn't have the goal to go into sales, and let alone become a sales trainer. I'm now one of the top experts in the world helping people. I get to live my dream doing calls like what we're doing today. I live in the Sacramento area in a little town called Rockland. And tomorrow morning I'll be hopping on a plane going over to Phoenix and doing some training in Arizona. I was just in St. Louis recently doing some training, and this is what I do all day, every day, and I've been doing it now for almost a decade. And what happened when I was with Dante, we had a quota, a minimum standard that we had to hit, and it was $10,000 in gross sales. The commission was, I think, 20%. So if you hit the quota, you made $2,000, which wasn't much money, but you got to keep your job. And I was put on quota probation because I missed my quota 2 months in a row. So if there's anybody on this call that has ever struggled in sales before, or maybe even if you're struggling right now, I can relate. That's where I was at. And I had 1 month to hit the number. And the problem was that I didn't know how to sell. After I left Dante's company, I'll finish that story in just a moment, but when I left Dante's company, I worked for Tony Robbins for 3 years. And Tony had this saying about if you take an idiot and you motivate him, what you're left with is a motivated idiot. And if you take a really terrible salesperson, which is what I was, and you motivate me, which I was motivated when they put me on quota probation, what you're left with is a motivated poor salesperson. So I still was lacking the skills. And a lot of you on this call probably are familiar with that movie, The Secret and The Law of Attraction. Well, I started applying the Law of Attraction about 15 years ago, and I wanted to attract in a sales mentor. I was in a place in my life where I realized with the right training, not only could I hit my quota and keep my job, but I could do much better. And I attracted in the world's greatest sales mind. His name was Dr. Donald Moine, and M-O-I-N-E. If any of you have internet access, one of the websites that he and I share is salesandmarketingbootcamp.com, www.salesandmarketingbootcamp.com. Dr. Moine is now my business partner, but back then he became my coach, and I affectionately call him the Yoda of sales training. If you guys remember Yoda from Star Wars, well, Yoda came into my life, a real-world sales training Yoda, and he began to mentor and coach me. And when you're getting coached by somebody who's the best in the world, you know, of course, you would imagine my results went up, and the next month I did $10,500 in gross sales. Remember, the quota was $10,000, so I made it by a whopping one sale. Interestingly enough, a guy was on quota probation with me named Anthony Goni. He was sitting right next to me. He did $9,500 in gross sales, and they fired him. I continued to associate with multimillionaire Dante Perano and Dr. Moine, and the next month I did $51,000 in gross sales. 7 months later, Josh, I did, and Andy, I did $160,000 in gross sales, 16 right. times quota. If you're taking notes right now, jot this phrase in your notes: selling is a learned skill. How I became a trainer, which is really the question that Andy asked me, how I became a trainer of this information, all of us on this call, I believe we're all born with gifts. And my gift is once I understand something, I can explain it to someone else in a way that they can understand it. So once I started learning the most powerful sales and influence and persuasion skills that exist on the planet from Dr. Moine, I started teaching them to the people that were on my sales team, and many of them, their results went up. I then went and worked, as I mentioned earlier, for the Tony Robbins organization for 3 years, and then 8.5 years ago, I left Tony's company, and I started my current company, Eric Lofholm International. The purpose of my company is to be a place where people can come from all over the world and learn the finest ideas on sales, influence, and success.
Now, Eric, there's so many people out there that have kind of a negative view about selling. Let's talk about that. How do you help people that have a view like this?
Well, the typical view, if everyone that's on this call, there's probably hundreds of you all over the world listening in. If we were all in a seminar room together and I said to all of you, when you think of a salesperson, what do you think of? You would probably say, because I've done this with numerous audiences through the years, you'd say arm twisting, high pressure, manipulation, liar, used car sales, in it for themselves, selfish. These are the things that people associate with selling. And the problem is that they associate this on a subconscious level. It's possible that you could be on this call right now and you could have that view of what sales is. And the problem is that we're all in sales. You know, I don't care what you do. We all persuade and influence others. We all sell. And the problem is that that's going to act as an imaginary hurdle that's going to prevent you from achieving your potential in selling. It's kind of like if you wanted to create wealth, probably some of you can relate with this, or you're familiar with this idea. If you view yourself as someone who's poor or someone who's broke or someone who's always in debt, if that's your mindset, then you'll never create wealth. Most people in selling have a negative mindset about sales, and how that shows up in a sales presentation is they say things like, I'm not trying to sell you anything. You know, how many times have we heard somebody say that? Or maybe you've even said it to somebody else, those of you that are listening. Or, I'm not trying to be salesy. Or the person will get to the end of their sales presentation, and instead of delivering a clear, compelling close, which is what I teach people, they get very wimpy, for lack of a better word. They get wimpy in the close. In some cases, they don't even ask for the order. They say, here's my business card, call me and you're ready to move forward. The prospect gives them an objection, and they have no way of responding, an objection being, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I need to think about it. And it's unfortunate, because those of you that are on this call, I'm sure that you, the products and services that you offer are wonderful, wonderful products and services. And what you want to do is you want to step into your greatness. Instead of being weak or wimpy in the close, you want to come from a place of power. And so what I teach people is, and by the way, if you view sales as arm twisting, high pressure, manipulation, et cetera, if you came into this call and you viewed it in that way, it's not your fault. That's what, it's the cultural hypnosis that is out there. I mean, just look at how they portray salespeople in the movies. It's always negatively. So, but here's the good news. The good news is you're on this call, and your life potentially could change right now in this moment, because there's another way of looking at selling. And the way that I teach sales is that selling equals service. When you sell, sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. It's not about a hard sell. It's about a heart sell. When you deliver your sales presentation, focus on adding value. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the call. So let me just summarize that one more time, because this is a key to my philosophy. And with this philosophy, I've helped many people all over the world increase their results. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion.
Awesome. What about?
I just absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Eric, real quick, if you could say that again about the about it being a heart sale. Just I don't want to jump in and disrupt the call, but I want you to say that statement again. That was just so powerful.
I don't believe in hard selling techniques. I don't believe in using high pressure. One, it's not very effective. And two, if you use high pressure or a hard sell, you're going to have a large portion of people that are either going to refund or they'll keep the product regrettably. And it's highly unlikely that they'll ever come back and do business with you again. And talk about referrals, forget about it. They're not going to refer you to anybody. So we don't use those techniques because they're very ineffective. So it's not about a hard sell. It's about a heart sell. And one of my philosophies around selling is to sell from come from a place of compassion. And when you come from compassion, it's amazing, if it's true, sincere compassion, the level of influence that you can have with the prospect.
I love that. And
Eric, what's your opinion about scripts, sales scripts?
Well, one of the things that happens with resistance to sales ideas is that, again, if we were all in a seminar room together and I said, how many of you use sales scripts, by a show of hands, you know, maybe 20%, 30%, 40%, or maybe 50% of you would say, yes, I use sales scripts. And then the rest of you would say that you don't use sales scripts. And there's a huge resistance out there in the marketplace to sales scripting. And the reason why there's a resistance is because people don't understand what a sales script is. And so if just like when you think of a salesperson, what do you think of? It's negative. Well, when most people think of a script, they come up with something that's negative, and that's why they resist scripting. So if you think of a script, most people think of canned, rehearsed, mechanical, inauthentic, not flexible, it's just not me, it's not who I am. It's insincere. And so if that was my view around scripting, then I would resist it too. But that's not what scripting is. So most people in selling, if they have a resistance to scripting, they're resisting something that's not even what it is. So the question then is, what is scripting? A script is just simply words that in sequence have meaning. So if you communicate with another human being and you have words in sequence that have meaning, then you're using a script. You're either using a script or you're speaking in glossolalia. Glossolalia is how schizophrenics talk. They say things like chair, sky, salad, car, computer. Words that in sequence have no meaning. So you're either using a script or you're speaking in glossolalia. And no one on this call speaks in glossolalia. So it's not a question of whether or not you're using a script. The question is, how effective are your scripts. If I went on your presentations, all of you that are listening in on this call, if I went out with you, whether you sell over the phone or face-to-face, what we would find is you ask basically the same questions. You ask for the order the same way. You tell the same stories. You bring the benefits to life in the same way. Now, once you do something about five times in selling, you develop a pattern, whether you realize it or not. And so all of you on this call, majority of you have drifted into a script. You've never applied the principles of sales and influence in a strategic way, where you haven't reverse engineered your presentation. In other words, start your presentation from the end. Begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey talks about in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and apply powerful persuasive techniques that you can use for sales scripting. Most of you haven't done that. Again, it's not your fault. You haven't had somebody like me teach this to you. Now, I wasn't born knowing this. I was mentored by the world's greatest sales mind, the top expert in the world on sales scripting. And so he had a conversation with me, just like what I'm having with all of you, because I resisted scripting in the beginning too, until he explained to me that I was already using it. And then since I was already using scripts, why not come from developing a powerfully prepared, persuasive presentation? And so that's something for all of you to consider, is if you embrace scripting as a result of this call. And at the very end of the call tonight, I have a special offer for all of you, and included in that offer is for me to train you on my sales scripting technique so you can benefit from them for the rest of your life.
Excellent.
Ooh, man, that sounds good. It's a good reason to stay for the entire call. Not that anybody would hang up, but we definitely want to hear what that's going to be. Eric, what's the processional effect? How can you use this to increase sales results?
This is a fascinating idea, and great job, everybody, for being on this call, either listening live, listening to the MP3, or reading the transcript, because this is the best idea that I got from a seminar that I invested $2,000 attending. And I'm going to explain it to you and how you can use this to help you increase your sales results. And one of the things, what I'm gifted at, I said it earlier, is explaining an idea in a way that people can understand it. So this isn't my idea. This idea came from one of the world's greatest thinkers of all time, a gentleman named Buckminster Fuller. Some of you know him as Bucky Fuller. And Bucky Fuller came up with this concept around a processional effect. And the definition is bodies in motion affecting bodies in motion. And a simple explanation of a processional effect is it's a side effect to action. So sometimes we'll go out. I'll tell you a real quick story. A friend of mine has a marketing company, and he was teaching a seminar, and I happened to be there. And his goal was to teach the students his marketing information. And there was a student there named Phoebe, and she was in his class. And Phoebe's goal for being at the seminar was to learn marketing ideas, and Robert's goal was to teach marketing ideas. And Phoebe became a client of Robert's, and then they became friends, and then they started dating, and now they're engaged. So they became engaged as a processional effect or a side effect to action. Robert didn't teach that seminar with a goal of getting engaged, nor did Phoebe attend the seminar with the goal of getting engaged. So it was a side effect to action. A processional effect is what's called a generalized principle. And a generalized principle is a principle that works in every case. It doesn't work some of the time. It doesn't work most of the time. It works all of the time. An example of a generalized principle is gravity. Gravity on Earth is always working all the time. A processional effect is always working all the time. So what does that have to do with selling? Well, let me explain it like this. Many people in sales, when they deliver a presentation, they're focusing on making the sale, making their commission, winning a trip if their company has a trip for a certain number of sales, being number one, their own financial situation. In other words, they go into the sales presentation and they're focused on themselves. And then the idea is, as a processional effect to them being focused on themselves, then this person is going to be helped out with the product, the purchase of the product or service. And this, what I just described to you, is backwards. And many, many people, millions of people, there's millions of people out there that are in sales. I think the last number I saw was 16 million salespeople, and there's probably another 30 million people in network marketing. There's 45 million or so people out there that use sales and influence skills every day for a living. And many of those 45 million, they're going into their presentations on a daily basis, focused on their own personal goals, and this is all backwards. So what I teach from this processional effect standpoint is when you deliver a presentation, you forget about your own personal goals. Now, I'm not saying don't have personal goals. I'm a huge believer in personal goals, your dream car, your dream house, getting rid of your credit card debt, you know, a new wardrobe, buying your own home, whatever. One of my personal goals is to own a second home in Lake Tahoe. I have a dream to own a second home in Lake Tahoe. But here's the key point. The fact that I have a personal goal to have a second home in Lake Tahoe has nothing to do with me speaking with all of you tonight. That's a personal goal that I have. Me, you've all invested your time here this evening, and I don't take that lightly. It's a big deal, the fact that you're on this call. You are a winner, and you have greatness inside of you. That's the reason why you're on this call. You're here to get value. You're here to learn information that can transform your life. It's not a negative thing, but you could care less about whether I get my dream home in Lake Tahoe. So my point in sharing that is that my job tonight is to add value to all of you. Your job in a sales presentation when you meet with your prospect or customer is to add value, focus on adding value. And then as a processional effect or a side effect to you adding value, you make the sale. So it happens as a processional effect, not as the primary focus.
Man, that's great. I didn't even know that there was a name for that concept. That's very cool.
It's a whole different way, Andy, of thinking, because most sales training happens at the branch level. And what I mean by that is branch manager at a real estate office or mortgage office, car dealership, insurance company, whatever the case may be. And the way a sales manager becomes a manager usually is their manager quit, got promoted, got fired, got transferred, and they promoted the top producer. And the top producer knows nothing about training salespeople, managing, or motivating them. So the top producer, who's now the manager, says, get me the numbers, get me the numbers, get me the numbers. And this message that I'm talking about, most people have never been trained to focus on adding value. It's the key, one of them, to sales greatness.
What about GSA? What's that?
GSA is another one of my core philosophies, and it's a very, very powerful idea. GSA stands for Goal, Strategy, Action. Goal, Strategy, Action. This is one of the success formulas that I use virtually every day in my business. I learned it 15 years ago, and one of the neat things about a good idea, you can never unlearn something. So I learned GSA 15 years ago. I'm still able to benefit from it today. It's one of the five best ideas that I know. And the first key to this is clarity on what it is that you want. And we've all heard about goal setting. Everybody on this call knows about goal setting. Probably every one of you has set goals before. It starts with getting really, really clear on what it is that you want. Once you're clear on what you want, the next step is to develop a strategy to get it, and then go out and take massive action on a daily basis. And it's a very simple success formula. Apply it in your life, and you can get virtually anything that you want. Well, when you dissect a strategy is like a completed puzzle. So if you guys have done jigsaw puzzles before, imagine a completed puzzle. And when you dissect a strategy, what you're left with are tactics. And what I'm going to explain to all of you here in the next few minutes is I'm going to actually explain how you break down the structure of excellence. This is a very profound concept. So you dissect a strategy, you're left with tactics. Tactics are like the puzzle pieces. And in sales and marketing, a tactic could be a telemarketing call. A tactic could be a sales script. A tactic could be a referral, a way of getting referrals. A tactic could be a website. A tactic could be some type of sales aid in the sales presentation. A tactic could be an email, a voicemail. Tactics woven together can form synergy. Now, it's kind of complicated what I'm explaining, so in a little bit I'm going to wrap it up in a nice bow with a story that everybody can relate with so you can really understand what it is that I'm saying here. synergy is 1 + 1 = 3, where two come together and they create something greater together than on their own. Well, sometimes 1 + 1 = 30, and sometimes 1 + 1 = 3,000, and sometimes 1 + 1 = 3,000,000. An example of a great synergy where 1 + 1 might = 3,000 or 3,000,000 is a Starbucks and Barnes & Noble. So when the two of them got together, it created a synergy where it was a result far greater than what they could do on their own. So what I like to look for from a sales and marketing standpoint is I look at, well, what are the different tactics, and then how can I weave those tactics together in order to form synergy? So I'm going to tell you one quick story to just wrap up this point in a nice bow for all of you, and then I'll give you some examples of how you can apply it in sales and marketing. McDonald's, many years ago, they had a vision to take McDonald's on a national level and then ultimately globally. And this is when they first got started. And if you want to expand nationally with any company, one of the problems you might have is money. You know, do you have enough money to do it? McDonald's used GSA to create unlimited investment capital where they could expand with as many restaurants as they wanted, and they never had to worry about money, which is pretty powerful. And here's what they did. The first tactic is they bought raw land. And that's a tactic. Anyone on this call could go out and buy raw land. Then they built a structure on that land. Anybody on this call could buy raw land and build a structure. Then they branded it McDonald's. Now, today the McDonald's brand is huge, but back in the day it was just another restaurant. It wasn't anything special. Any of us on this call could create a brand on a building. And the fourth thing they did is they got bank financing. And again, that's really no big deal. Anybody on this call could go out and buy real estate. You'd probably do it with bank financing. That's how I have purchased all the real estate that I've done through the years. So the four tactics: buy land, build a structure, brand at McDonald's, bank financing. Well, here's what they found. Those tactics by themselves are not very powerful, but when you blended them together, it created synergy. And here's how it worked. And you can look up what I'm telling you. I learned it in a book called Grinding It Out by Ray Kroc. So any of you could go look this up in the book Grinding It Out by Ray Kroc. It's exactly what I'm telling you here as told to me through Ray Kroc in his book. Is that when they bought the land, they built the structure, the appraised asset value was $300,000. Now, I don't know the exact numbers, but this is the concept. The appraised asset value is $300,000. They could show comps. They could show that on paper. And the hard cost to buy the land and build the structure was $150,000. So they had a 50% loan-to-value ratio. Then they went to a series of banks and they said, look, we're going to need like 500 of these loans, and we've got a 50% loan to value, and we're looking for the bank that will give us the best deal. And they got the banks to line up and give them the investment capital. So that's an example of tactics woven together can form synergy. So let me give you a real-world sales example. So let's say you go out on your sales presentation and you ask for referrals. And that's a tactic. So tactic number one is you ask for referrals. And then tactic number two is you put that referral into your database. And then tactic number three is you phone the referral up and you ask for an appointment. And then regardless of what they say, tactic four, you follow up with them, let's say, in 6 months, and you ask them for another appointment. Let's say they resisted you the first time. And you could market to that lead for life. One of the distinctions about leads is that you can recycle leads. And what that means is if somebody says no to your offer, you can keep contacting them every 3 to 6 months for as long as you want with the exact same offer. Most people, they get a referral, they probably never call it. And then if they do call it, they call it one time, and if the person says not interested, they throw the referral away. So what I'm describing to you is tactics woven together can form synergy. In this example, it's just one example. You get the referral, you put it in your database. Most people miss that. You call the lead, you market it to that lead with an email or a postcard or a letter, and then you follow up with a phone call, and you can recycle that lead and call it every 3 to 6 months for life. So that's just a short little example of tactics woven together can form synergy. And this is really when I work with clients. The first thing that I do with somebody is I train them on all these different tactics that I know, and I know well over 100 tactics. And then I show them how to weave those tactics together in order to form synergy.
Wow. That is amazing.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I was just wearing out my little journal right there, Eric, with your name.
Yeah, what's interesting about these ideas is most people have never heard anybody talk like the way that I talk. You know, I've been studying this stuff for so long. I've got a gift for it. I've got a passion for it. Everybody that's listening on this call, if this message is connecting with you, I want you to consider working with me in a mentoring relationship. Because the best way for me to help all of you that are listening is to work with you on an ongoing basis, not just, you know, one 30 or 45-minute phone call, but to actually develop you and mentor you. And I can give you – here's the highest potential for everybody listening. I can train you on how to have a black belt in influence by choosing to work with me in a mentoring relationship.
Can you kind of explain a little more how that works, Eric? Because I'm kind of I think there's probably a lot of people curious about that.
As far as how I mentor people?
Yeah, like how could people work with you beyond what's going on tonight?
Sure. Do you want me just to give you a short answer, or do you want me to go through the special offer that I put together for everybody?
Yeah, why don't we get the work here? Because actually, at the end of the call, I'd like to have be able to do like a brief Q&A with you, too.
Sure. Let me give you guys – I put something – incredibly special together for everybody that's listening. And one of the sales techniques that you can use is what I'm going to use tonight. It's called an irresistible offer. It's where you just make it so it's really hard for people to say no to you. And so that's what I've put together tonight. And the number one distinction that I teach is called stay in the conversation. And what that means is tonight we're having a conversation about sales and business excellence. And what I do for people is I help them with actual techniques like what we're doing tonight, and I also help them with building their self-esteem. The number one thing that holds people back is self-esteem. And one of the ways that I've done that on tonight's call is I've shared with you that you're a winner and that you have greatness inside of you. And that's not how most people talk to us. Most people tell us that we'll never achieve our dreams. You know, you're crazy to be in sales. You're crazy to be in network marketing. You'll never make it. You know how competitive it is. You know, that's just like how our culture is. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just how it is. And one of the things that I found, my background, I used to be a cook at McDonald's before I got into sales, and then I was terrible in selling. And everything changed for me when I had some people that I respected and they believed in me. When Dante believed in me and Dr. Moyne believed in me, and I've had some other people, that's part of the success equation. It's not just techniques. I mean, you need the techniques, and I can help all of you on this call with the techniques, but the other way that I help people is I believe in my clients, usually at a higher level than what they believe in themselves at first, and then over time, their belief catches up with my belief in them. So it's a really – I have a program that is—it's so unique. I don't know of anything like it in the world. And let me just get to it. It's called the Protégé Program. And the way the program works is like tonight we're doing a call, and I'm transferring content over to all of you. And we do a call every Thursday from 4 to 4:30 California time. It's a half an hour call, and every week I give you 30 minutes of my best content on whatever the topic is. So if we're working on closing skills, I'll give you 30 minutes of my best content on closing. And then if we're working on objection handling, I'll give you 30 minutes of my best content on objection handling. And we do it for a year. So you get 52 30-minute lessons of the best of the best of the content that I've developed here over these last 15 years by being in this conversation. And then what Josh and Andy have done, I record all the calls. And we deliver them. You don't have to be on the live call. You can listen to the recording. And we use podcast technology, and we use software called iTunes. And if you don't know about podcasting, you don't know about iTunes, don't worry about it. It's simple, it's easy, and it's free. Okay, iTunes is free. So we'll deliver the training to your computer, and then you can listen through the speakers in your computer, or you can put it on an iPod, but you don't have to have an iPod to use it. And then we do, like tonight, we're going to do a little Q&A, and we do a Q&A every week on my call. So there's an interactive, we do 30 minutes of content and then 30 minutes of Q&A, and you can ask a question every week if you want. You don't have to. And we do it with email. So you just email a question, and I'll answer the question on the live call. And then you also have access to that Q&A part on the podcast. And then the calls are either led by myself or they're led by an expert. So that's the protege program. In the program, I will train you on how to get unlimited leads. That's one thing. Now, some of you on this call, you're in a point in your life where you just need more leads, and if you had more leads, you could do some great things financially. So we're going to teach you how to get unlimited leads, and then we're going to teach you how to set unlimited appointments. And sometimes I have people say, Eric, I know how to close. Just get me in front of more people. So I'm going to show you all my systems on how to get unlimited appointments. And then I talked to her about sales scripting, and I am one of the top experts in the world on sales scripts. And so I'm going to train you my system for how to create a sales script, which will make every presentation that you give for the rest of your life more powerful and more persuasive. And then I'm going to teach you how to close. Some of you on this call, you're going on enough appointments, but you're just not closing enough. So you're not closing a high enough percentage. So I'm going to teach you it's closing is simple. Once you know the combination, kind of like a combination lock, once you know the formula, it's simple. So I'm going to teach you how to close. Then I'm going to teach you how to handle every objection. When they say, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I need to think about it, I'm going to teach you every objection. And then I'm going to teach you my follow-up system. There's one specific strategy I'm going to teach you in my follow-up system that will pay for the course 20 times over, and I'll teach you all of my follow-up systems. The price of the program is $1,295. And remember earlier I said this is an irresistible offer. So I put something really, really special together for you guys tonight that are listening. I'm going to give you $4,636 in bonuses, and here's the bonuses that you'll receive, and here's how it's going to work. You're going to have 1 hour to go to my website or call my office. I'm going to give you a special phone number, and if you're listening in on the MP3, after you listen to the call, you'll have 1 hour to call in, so you won't be penalized if you're listening on the MP3. We're going to give you 1 hour, and we're going to include these bonuses. I have a special report that outlines, I talked to you earlier about sales scripting. It has 77 different sales scripting ideas, and then each one's explained. It's the only special report like this of its kind. It's the $99 value, and we're going to give you that as a free bonus. And then I'm going to give you one script critique. That's a $250 bonus, and what that means is you write your script, you do the best you can, you get one time, you email it to me, and I'll critique it for you, and that's a $250 value. And then I've got this awesome 4-week sales scripting teleseminar. It's 4 1-hour sessions, and I teach you all my different techniques, and you can ask questions via email. That course you can sign up for on my website for $697, or you can get it as a free bonus. That's a $697 bonus for registering in the next hour. And then, I told you guys this is an irresistible offer. I'm not even close to being done. I'm going to give you my entire system on audio CD. It's 8 hours. It's a $199 value. I'm going to give you 4 hours of DVD training. That's a $396 value. I'm going to let you come to my 2-day advanced training in California. We teach it every 90 days. That ticket goes for $995. You get that at no charge. And the Protégé program, it's a 1-year course, 30 minutes a week for 52 weeks. Normally, you do it for a year, and then at the end of the year, you could renew it. That's $199 to renew. Sign up in the next hour. I'm going to give you a lifetime membership to the Protégé program, so you never have to renew. We're going to back it up with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Try the program out for a full month. Listen to the CDs. Listen to the weekly calls. Do the DVDs. If for any reason you're not certain that I can help you, make more money, increase your sales results, it's 100% money-back guarantee, no questions asked. And I told you guys it was an irresistible offer. What we're going to do for you tonight, register in the next hour, we're going to give you the entire package. We're going to drop the price $800. So your total investment is going to be $495. This is over a $6,000 program when you add in the bonuses. $495 plus $20 shipping and handling, and there's going to be two ways to register. One way is going to my website. It's a special page. You got to type in the specific web address, and here it is. It's www.ericlofholm.com. Once again, it's ericlofholm.com. That's ericlofholm.com/sharedvision. That's shared with a D, S-H-A-R-E-D, sharedvision.php. ericlofholm.com/sharedvision.php. most of the offers explained on there, but I added in a couple of bonuses with the scripting class and so forth. I mentioned it tonight. You'll get that all as well. You can register right online, or you can call. I'm going to give you guys my private cell phone. It's 916-626-2445, 916-626-2445, and you'll have an hour to call when our call is done. I'll be spending time with my family tonight. Just leave your name and number, and then my office team will call you tomorrow, and they'll complete your order over the telephone.
Wow, that is incredible, Eric.
Have you guys ever heard an offer like that?
Well, you know, I was just thinking, you have an hourly rate that's about that much. I mean,
yeah, I currently charge $500 an hour, and I have clients. I honestly, at this point, Andy, I don't mean this to sound bragging, but I don't even promote myself at my hourly rate anymore because I'm so busy just training people, going into companies, managing my own team. I do some hourly work, but I don't even really promote it anymore because I'm so busy doing other things. And, yeah, if any of you want to hire me for 1 hour of time, it's $500, or you can get a lifetime of training with my best content for $495 plus 20 shipping and handling.
Man, I've heard of no-brainers, but that's one of them, that's for sure. Okay, so it's ericlawfilm.com/sharedvision.php. And can you just give your cell number out one more time, Eric?
Yeah, private cell phone. And what you guys will do on this is just leave your name and number. Really important to leave your phone number, 916-626-2445. And then just give me a call in the next hour, and we'll get you registered tomorrow. And then I think we're going to do a little Q&A tonight.
Fantastic. And actually, why don't we get into that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people with questions for you. You know, whether you want questions about overcoming rejection or handling, you know, objections, which are really a cry for help. You know, whether people need help closing, whatever it is that's on your mind, let's hear from you now.
Excellent, excellent.
And,
we got the expert.
Just let it rip, folks. First come, first serve here with Eric Lawfilm.
Okay, if anybody.
Question.
Has anybody got any questions?
Got a question. Man, it's quiet out there.
Oh, you must have covered everything so well, Eric.
I have a question.
Good. Excellent.
A lot of times I get the money complaint. You know, I don't have the money. How do you address that?
What do you sell?
Lifetime travel memberships.
Travel membership. What's the price point?
There's three levels. The lowest price is $19.95. I mean, $12.95. $1,295.
Okay. And, Andy, why don't we mute the call and I'll answer that?
Yes. Do that right now.
Okay, are we good? All right.
Yep.
So, very common thing, get the price is too high or I don't have the money. And selling is like mental chess. And are you there, Andy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Selling is like mental chess, and so we want to reverse engineer this scenario. We know what's going to come up. No surprise when it comes up. And we're going to ask for the order. And after you ask for the order, you're going to be silent. Part of the language of influence is silence. My metaphor for handling objections, one of them is it's a hot potato metaphor. So I ask for the order. I give the prospect the hot potato. The prospect gives me an objection. They give me the hot potato back. So now I've got the hot potato. I want to do one of two things. I either want to give them the hot potato back or give them the hot potato back and ask for the order. I don't have to say the perfect thing. I just need to say something. I call this elegantly dancing with the prospect. So they say the price is too high or what was, Andy, do you remember the objection? Was it I don't have the money or was it the price is too high?
Doesn't have the money.
I don't have the money. Okay. So I would say the first technique is called isolate. And the language pattern goes like this. Other than blank, is there anything else that's preventing you from moving forward? So they say, I don't have the money. So I've got the hot potato now. And I would say to the prospect, well, I understand. Let me ask you a question. Other than the money, is there anything else that's preventing you from moving forward? Now, they might say, nope, it's just the money. Or they might say, well, actually, can I be honest with you? And I go, well sure. Say, well, it's my wife. So oftentimes the true objection is what's called the non-stated objection. So the prospect says one thing, but really their concern is something else. So one technique is to use the isolation technique. Now, does that close the sale? Probably not, but it does keep the conversation going. It's critical that all of you are able to elegantly dance with the prospect, because we know one thing for a fact. Objections are going to come up. It's part of the sales process. And if you don't have ways of scripts prepared of how to effectively handle them, it's kind of like going to a gunfight, and you got a gun, but you don't have any bullets in your gun. So it's not going to do you much good. Next technique you say, tell me more about that. So the prospect says, I don't have the money. And you just simply say, tell me more about that. And after you say, tell me more about that, you're silent and you let them respond in the way that they're going to respond. I'll give you one more technique and then we'll take the next question. Next technique is you can solve the problem. So sometimes when I'm talking to somebody and they say, well, you know, I don't have the money. And I'll say, well, other than the money, is there anything else preventing you from moving forward? Nope, it's just the money. And then I'll say, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to get involved? And they go, I'm at a 10. I say, great, well, why don't we create the money? And they go, what do you mean? I said, well, what could you do to create, in this case, $1,295? Because somebody may not have the money today, but they could go out and they could create the money. What do I mean by create the money? Well, an example you could use is if somebody slashed all four, say, I don't have the money. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. If somebody slashed all four of your tires tomorrow, what would you do? I'd go get new tires. So how would they get the money? They would create it. They would do what was necessary in order to come up with the money. So sometimes I'll have people sell stuff on eBay, or I'll have them, you know, work a few extra hours, make a few extra sales, borrow the money from their, you know, family. So that technique is called solve the problem. Joe Girard used this in selling cars. He's the world's greatest car salesperson ever, and he would get the objection where the prospect, their credit rating would not qualify for a loan from the dealership. So he would solve the problem and say, who do you know who loves you, who cares about you, who would co-sign for you? So that technique is solve the problem. Those are a couple, and in my program, we teach 9 different ways on how to handle every objection with confidence and ease. Great question. Who has another question?
Okay, let's see.
Excellent answer, Eric. Yeah. Some powerful ideas, really about being a consultant.
Would you mind repeating what you said on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you say?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to move forward?
Can you repeat that, Eric, because I muted the call.
Sure. On a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to move forward? And let me make one comment about that. There's a concept that I teach called the sweet spot of the sales presentation. And due to the limit on our time, I can't really get into that. But just know that there's a point when the prospect's ready to make a buying decision. And that's when we ask for the order. Sometimes, though, we ask for the order and the prospect is not in the sweet spot. So if I ask for the order and I say, how do you feel about moving forward today? And they go, I don't have the money. They might be saying that. Even though they have the money, it might be their way of communicating, Eric, you're asking me for the order, and I'm not in the sweet spot. So the way, instead of them telling me that, the way they handle that is they say, I don't have the money. So I can try to overcome that objection until I'm blue in the face, and they're not going to buy because they're not in the sweet spot. So that's where the, on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to move forward comes in, because if they say anything lower, 6 or lower, that's a pretty good indication that the prospect is not in the sweet spot.
Okay.
That's good stuff. That's
Thanks
great
for clarifying
stuff.
That. Okay, we have a few more minutes, so if you have a question for Eric Lofholm, please speak up now. You might never have this chance again before you take his program, which I highly recommend, but you got him here, so ask away.
I have a comment.
Yes.
I just purchased a mentorship with someone for $250 a month and is totally thrilled about doing it. And your offer, I guess I'm going to say raise your price because it's a really
yeah, $250 a month is that's a $3,000 a year program. And that's very typical as far as what these programs cost. And appreciate that, and I'm sure that most of the folks on the phone would be happy if I kept the price where it is for now, but thank you for sharing that.
That's a good one. I mean, it is pretty outrageous, Eric, what you're offering here. So.
Yeah, I've been doing this now. I'm in my ninth year of training people, and we've charged all different kinds of prices. The highest price we've charged for training is $5,000, and this is one of our lower-priced offers. I'm not really so concerned about what the price point is. I just love the opportunity to live my passion helping people, and the people that choose to work with me, you know, in almost every case make more money. So it's a lot of fun helping people make more money.
Okay, I just unmuted the call again. So here's your opportunity if you have a question. Go for it. I have a question. I mean, what about people with maybe a low level of self-confidence and let's say that might be holding them back to achieve like just sales greatness or even in their career as a whole? How do you improve that kind of thing in the sales game?
Why don't I mute the line? I'll give you a great answer for that.
Okay.
Okay. Were you muted?
Yep.
All right. What happens, Andy, is that people get stuck in an old story. And the metaphor that I like to use to describe people is that we're all elephants. Every one of us on this call, we're all elephants. And the way that some of you know this, the way that they train the adult elephants when they're in the circus, they put the shackle around the foot of the elephant, and that adult elephant is so strong it could just rip that stake right out, and the shackle is attached to the stake and it's nailed into the ground at the circus, and the elephant doesn't do it. And the question is, well, why don't they do it? And it's because when they were baby elephants, they had the shackle on their baby elephant's foot and the stake in the ground, and the baby elephant tugged and tugged and tugged and couldn't pull it out, and it conditioned the elephant that it can't pull the stake out. And this is what's happened for majority of the people in the world. I mean, literally, of the 6.5 billion people on the planet, like 6.4 billion, whatever, some ridiculous number, we've been conditioned from the time we were very small, just like a baby elephant. We were told no, 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 and you'll never do it, and you won't make it, and just so much negativity around us. And what I do for folks is just the opposite, is I build their self-esteem and tell them about the greatness that they have inside of them. And the thing for everyone to realize, we get stuck in the story of one of the ways that you experience reality is through the story that you tell. And there's a lot of people out there that tell a story of low self-esteem, and know that with that, whatever your story is, you get a payoff. So when we have low self-esteem, we get a payoff. We have a perfect alibi for why we didn't make it happen. And so, you know, what I would do for everybody on this call right now is I give all of you permission to step into your greatness and just get out there and just go for it. You know, the world right now is starving for leaders. And I used to live this old story of low self-esteem. That's why I worked at McDonald's in the first place. I thought I was only worth $5 an hour. And, I'm the same person that I was when I worked at McDonald's, except I have a very different self-esteem. I had enough powerful people around me tell me that they believed in me to where the point where I finally believed in myself. And what's so powerful about self-esteem is as you start building it, you will see immediate increases in your results. And one of the greatest gifts that all of you can give to others is just like I'm telling all of you that I see your greatness in you, I want you to tell other people, tell your kids, tell your spouse, tell your coworkers, tell them that you see greatness in them, and we can all help people break free from low self-esteem.
Awesome.
I'm going to exit.
Okay, well, that's a great answer, Eric.
Fantastic.
You know, well said, and it's actually a fitting way to end the call. And what I'd like to do now is just repeat the web address where people can go, and you only have an hour to do this, so as soon as you hang up, I'd recommend you go there. Can you just repeat that again, Eric?
Sure. The web address is a special page on my website that you can only get to. You can't click through to get there. You got to type in ericloffholm.com/sharedvision.php. That's ericloff like Frank, holmlikemary.com/sharedvision.php. And what I'll share with all of you, worst case scenario, you try the program out, you don't like it, get your money back. Best case scenario, the course transforms your life and increases your income every month for the rest of your life. So I want to strongly encourage you, if my message made sense to you tonight, if it connected with you, take action.
All right. Hey, Eric, thanks so much. Just an outstanding call, and you know, I wish you all the best in your ongoing work as training people to be the best salespeople they can be, and you're doing great work, so keep it up.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate you having me on. I want to thank everybody for calling in, listening to this call, or listening to the MP3 or reading the transcript, and just remind you that you have greatness inside of you and you're a winner.
All right.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Eric. And
okay.
Over the coming weeks, Frank Gazarovsky next week. Later in the month, Karim Haji on May 23rd. May 30th, the great Robert Ringer. So please join us every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. It's the Audio Motivation Teleconference. And also, I encourage you to become a member of Audio Motivation by going to audiomotivation.com, and you'll be able to get the transcript of this call and all the calls that we have that we're doing every Wednesday night. So thanks, everybody, for calling in. And I'm going to say goodnight.
Well, goodnight, everyone, and don't forget to bring a friend to the call next week.
Yeah, bring a friend.
Bring three. Take care, everyone. Have a great week, and
good
like
night,
Eric
everybody.
Said, live your greatness.